What happened to you on the bridge? What's the scariest bridge you've ever driven over? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, let's talk bridges. More than 45,000 bridges were rated in poor condition across the country yesterday.
Yeah, we hear this all the time, right? The infrastructure of the country is failing. It's crumbling, if you will.
I read some crazy stat that said that there's a water main break every 3 seconds or something nuts like that that didn't even make sense to me.
It's a tragedy that is knocking on the door, that and highways.
It's so crazy. Right. And it says because of the traffic congestion due to the poor conditions of the bridges, that it was adding 54 hours a year to the average commuter before the pandemic when people were still in cars driving around all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Raven, are you afraid of bridges?
You know, I can't say that I'm terrified, but I have been on a couple bridges before in my life where you look over and you're like, okay, okay. My wife doesn't like them at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
every time we go
them.
Over it, I try and, like, you know, go to the middle, even though I like the view, because she freaks out. And she doesn't talk the entire time over the bridge until we're past it.
I think I've become conditioned to it because I've driven over bridges before, you know?
Right.
But there's actually a name for the fear of bridges.
Okay.
Jephyrophobia.
One more time?
Jephyrophobia.
I mean, why is he saying it like that? It's a little creepy, buddy.
Yeah. But it actually is very, very common. And because all these stats come out about how unsafe bridges are, it intensifies that fear for a lot of people.
Okay.
I get the, like, in my chest, like the... Like, you know, I don't know how to describe it. Like, your chest tightens a little bit.
Sure, sure. Like, you get that your stomach feels like it's going for a loop.
Yeah. Right. I don't like it, but I can tolerate it. But I'll never forget that I used to date this guy. And it's not just, you know, I hate the thought that, oh, this is like women fear. It's not. It's really across the board. But I used to date this guy a long time ago, and he was terrified of bridges. And when he was little, now looking back, it's kind of crazy. But his mom used to make him take his shoes off. So she would help his fears, and she would say to him, okay, we're going to go over the bridge, take your shoes off, because if they went off the bridge, he could swim. Now,
how does that make a kid feel better? I mean, seriously.
But it did.
What kind of nonsense is that? His mother ought to be counseled. Like,
well,
that's absolutely ridiculous. It is no way to make me feel better.
But now here we are in high school.
Your shoes off,
and we're
in
dating.
Case we can swim.
Yeah, but in high school, I will never forget it. The first time we went over a major bridge together in the car, he kicked off his sneakers, and he was like 16 at the time.
What do you do if you're driving the car?
Well,
you know,
you better have flip flops on.
Come on.
And he immediately like took off his shoes, and he's like, oh, I do it out of habit. I go, what do you mean you do it out of habit? He's like, well, my mom ever said, because I was so afraid that if the car went over, I could open the door and I could jump out and I'll be able to swim faster without my shoes on.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, mom. Seems like a failing as a parent there, just in general, but all right.
But it worked. He could go over the bridges.
Yeah.
A lot of people still can't.
You know,
That's a real thing.
I don't love the ones. So I tell you, going over a bridge on a motorcycle is not fun. Like if it's one of the steel grates, because even if it's a concrete or an asphalt bridge, it has the grate areas for expansion.
Yeah.
So that's not fun because you feel your tires move a little bit. But in the car, I mean, it's just noise. That's why I'm going to take my shirt off, because I don't like to get my shirt wet when I'm swimming. Like, seriously.
But what happened to you on the bridge? What's the scariest bridge you've ever driven over? 1-800-330-9999. It's next. What happened to you on the bridge? What's the scariest bridge you've ever driven over? 1-800-330-9999. It was trending yesterday that they did some research and they found that 45,000 bridges across the U.S. were rated in poor condition.
Well, you hear
that's
it all the
lot.
Time, right?
Woo!
I guess that's a little bit more than paint and a bolt here or there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have fear of bridges, and it's called...
Jephyrophobia.
Try saying that three times fast.
Why does that guy sound like he's asleep while he's giving us this pronunciation?
Because he's paralyzed in fear of the bridges,
okay.
Raven.
I guess maybe that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's a real thing. People are afraid of bridges.
Yeah, I'm not terrified, but my wife doesn't prefer them, that's for sure. You had a boyfriend that used to take his shoes off because his mother told him if they went off the bridge, he would swim better.
It's
I would
true.
Say that is the worst parenting decision I've ever heard in my life.
1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, scariest bridge you've ever driven over?
So I was living in Virginia Beach at the time, and I was driving to New Hampshire to see a friend for her 21st birthday, and I went over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
Oh, boy.
It was really windy. Water was coming up on the bridge. It was raining so hard. I was, like, literally in the middle of two lanes I get off the bridge. Come to find out, it was in the middle of a hurricane.
Oh, my gosh. That is scary.
Yeah.
And that's a scary bridge, no question.
It's actually considered, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge is considered the scariest bridge in the entire country.
Wow.
Yeah. Coming in at number two is the Mackinac Bridge in Michigan, also known as the Mighty Mac.
Okay.
Number three, the Captain William Moore Bridge in Alaska.
Yeah.
Number four, the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, that would be scary. It's big.
Yep. And number five is the Royal Gorge Bridge in Colorado.
Okay.
But turns out that people are actually profiting off people that have fears of going over bridges, especially the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, which is so widely known for being like terrifying.
Right.
There's a guy that drives your car over it. He charges $25 a pop. Listen to this.
How many times a day do you do this, Alex?
Today, this is number 19.
This is 19?
So far, yes.
Can you imagine 19 times a day at $25 a pop?
I know that when you approach the bridge, there used to be signs.
Yeah.
Right. That would say, if you need a driver or whatever, call. I know that they removed some stuff, but I do remember that.
Isn't that crazy that people are so terrified that they would pay this guy $25 to drive their car over the bridge?
Well, they get stuck, and then the traffic backs up behind them, and it creates problems. They actually get stuck, frozen with fear, if you will. I can remember I was driving across the country. I was moving across the country, and I had a Penske, a huge truck, like 35 feet, and then I had a trailer on the back of it. I was towing my car on top of it. So I went out to Mount Rushmore, and then I went out to the Comanche sites. I was on the reservations, and of course, it's not like highways like, you know, you're used to interstate highways. It was the thinnest bridge. It was dark. It was foggy. And I had this vehicle that was, you know, weighing a ton. There was all sorts of warning signs. I didn't know what my weight was, and I couldn't turn the vehicle around there. I had to go for it.
Oh, my gosh.
I just went for it, man. Luckily, I made it.
It's scary.
The car was still on the back of the trailer, too, when I got over, but I was nervous.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the scariest bridge you've ever driven over?
Scariest bridge 18 years ago yesterday was a Marine Corps ribbon bridge in Iraq. A ribbon bridge is an engineered bridge that they fold out and make to cross rivers.
Oh, yeah, I see those.
It's about as wide as a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about as wide as one of the giant vehicles you're driving in. So it looks like you're just driving in space.
Right.
You know, there's no left, there's no right, there's nothing.
The minute you said bridge in Iraq, you had me.
Right, right. You win. Yeah, take the tank out of it and your wheels flying in space. And just already, you won.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. That's another Marine Corps expression.